wanted to give an atta girl a shout out to someone who truly deserves it and you had never heard of before. She is 15 years old. Her name is Frances Stout. S-T-A-U-D-T. Frances Stout. When her team, Tumwater High, was getting ready to play Shelton High, she noticed that one of the players for Shelton is a dude, is a guy. The guy's name is Andy Rooks, but he self-identifies as a girl, so he gets to play for the girls' team. All you have to do in Washington State, under current policy, which is no longer policy, we'll get to that in a moment, is to say you identify as someone of the opposite sex, and that makes you a member of the opposite sex. I'm not leaving out important details to make the point. That's all you have to do. Is I identify as a female, therefore I wish to use the girls' locker room, girls' restroom, and I wish to play on the girls' basketball team. Don't have to have any kind of treatments underway, nothing. No, you know, counseling. All you have to do is declare it. And if anyone says, but he's a guy, they are guilty. They are written up for being intolerant and misgendering someone, which is illegal. You violated the Code of Ethics of the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association. Well, that's what happened to this young lady. And Frances, when she was supposed to, said, I don't want to play. I could get injured playing against a guy in a highly competitive basketball. Look at him. He's a dude. And when she said, you are a man to him, that supposedly, again, put her in the wrong. You know what she did? She filed a complaint. The 15-year-old girl and her mother filed a complaint to the Department of Education saying that the Washington State Interscholastic Activities Association is violating Title IX, which is federal law that guarantees equal opportunities for girls as well as boys. And by allowing a boy to play, a biological boy to play on the girls' team, you're taking away opportunities to girls. So basically, this 15-year-old, number one, refused to play. That's an act of courage right there. And she made it clear why. And when they went out, how dare you misgender this young man, young trans woman? She said, okay, I'll see you in court. You're the one breaking the law, not me. You're the one who's wrong, not me. So she is standing her ground. Good for her.
John, word travels fast. Trump administration has begun an investigation of the department Tumwater School District for allowing the trans player to play in that game.
And that is where this story ends for now. The U.S. Department of Education, its Office for Civil Rights, has opened an investigation into the Tumwater School District for violating Title IX by allowing male athletes to compete in girls' interscholastic athletics. Quote, the Office of Civil Rights directed investigations of educational institutions, state boards of education, interscholastic associations, and school districts demonstrates that the Trump Education Department will vigorously enforce Title IX to ensure men stop competing in women's sports. So says Craig Treanor, the acting assistant secretary for civil rights. If Washington State wants to continue to receive federal funds from the department, it has to follow federal law. The Office of the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism, FAIR, who's handling the lawsuit for this young lady, said, "We deeply appreciate that schools and athletic associations are making efforts to create inclusive environments. We also feel strongly these efforts must not erode longstanding sex-based rights that are intended to protect girls." So good for her for fighting back. The state school superintendent says, just ignore Trump. Just keep following state law because that's the law I support. He's going to lose. And this young lady is going to win. She's courageous. Frances Stout, you are a model for not only other girls, but for boys, men, and women as well.